In addition, in this work from MacDonald, where he expressed the local recurrence rates as a continuous variable with regard to the margin status in 450 patients, you can see that the proportion of patients who got local recurrence dropped dramatically until you got out to a 10-millimeter margin, and then there was pretty much no advantage in that. Now, it's important to point out that these patients did not have radiotherapy, but it does illustrate the point that a wider margin is probably better. In addition, in this large series, looking at patients who had excision of margins following initial conservative breast surgery, you can see that in patients who had a mild, moderate, or focal involvement of their margin at the initial surgery had a reducing incidence of further disease at excision of margins, and that this continued right out to a level of 2 millimeters. But once you got beyond 2 millimeters, there was a dramatic reduction in patients who had further positive margins at re-excision, suggesting that there may be something magical in the area of 2 millimeters or so. In addition, this small paper from Dublin suggests the same thing, that once you get out to 2 to 5 millimeters, you had a significant drop-off in the further in the incidence of DCIS in further re-excision samples, and once you got out to greater than 5 millimeters, there was no advantage in having any further.